there comes a point in a person's life that they have to make a stand no matter what people say. And if you've been doing it for 30 years, it's easy. But if it's new to you, I know it's hard, but keep standing, keep fighting. I use the online stuff to decode this place. After I saw the Shekinah Glory, I got downloads and I was trying to figure out what this place is and why it's so crazy. And it goes back to Adam and Eve. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. That's why in Adam all die. And the flesh side is a program. And it's all outward show and it's a facade. It's a painted face system. And that's why every time you get in the middle of a cult of some kind, whether it's a business or a home or whatever, church, it turns into a cult. And the reason why is because the flesh mind is nothing but sin and a program. It's under law, turns into legalism and Jezebel spirit. I did a lot of experiments. And one of the experiments I did is I noticed every time I started to quantum connect with some female online, all Hades would break loose. And I could start to see the spiritual warfare around me. And so I was looking at the real world reverberations, but I was also looking at the code at the same time. And every time that I put all the puzzle pieces together, kept giving me, no matter which way I looked at it, kept giving me the same answer. And there was one guy, one preacher, a black preacher, older guy. His name is Bond. Last name is Bond, I think. And it finally gave me the final puzzle piece. I already knew it, but it just confirmed it. He said, it's no different than Genesis 3. The woman's battles with Satan and the man's battles with the woman. So Satan tried to usurp the woman, the flesh, mind, the king of the flesh. He did it. She fell. And then the devil uses the woman to get in the home or get into the mind or emotions of the man to pull him off his game, off his calling. And so I use the online and I document a lot of stuff and I go back and I read emails and read notes and I look back and I'm thinking, oh, I see a pattern. And usually if it's a woman's supposed to be under her dad's authority until she gets married, and then she's under her husband's authority. But a lot of these Jezebels that come online, they either got a boyfriend at home or a husband at home, and he don't know what she's doing online. And so you could take many Bible verses to prove this, but one of them that's clear says she's running from house to house, speaking things she ought not. For some have turned aside unto Satan, running from house to house, speaking things she ought not. So you see this demon program running in the background. They're running from this site, talking to this one, emailing this one, talking to this one, trying to make all these judgment calls on this person. They don't even know the person. They're just making judgment calls. And so they're creating confusion and chaos, and they're trying to create side pieces. Even in the real world, let's say you're talking to somebody that's caught your interest or whatever, and you don't know her. You don't know her background yet. But once you get to know her background, it's usually a string of men that she's brought under subjection to her and destroyed those men. I saw it growing up with mom, aunts, and sister and all. They just destroy men if the men let them, you know. Pull them into drinking and drugs and all that and just destroy the men. Usually get pregnant and get child support and just live free. So their whole goal, the unsaved woman, their whole goal is destroy the men and vampire off the men because they're the weaker vessel, right? And that's their game. They've been doing it from a child. And so they draw the man in. And as soon as you can see it in their eyes, let's say there's a woman, a Delilah or a Jezebel trying to pull you into her little world, right? You can actually see it. It's the same look every time. And you don't, they don't know that you see it because the body language reveals it. Yeah, let's go out tonight. Let's go out to eat lunch or whatever. You can see it in their eyes like, I got him. It's like a prey, like a trap. It's like she's already determined in her mind that she has trapped that person. A couple years ago, I went to lunch with somebody and I said, you want to go to lunch? She said, yeah, I'll go to lunch. And the whole time during the lunch, she was on her phone or whatever. So she was trying to dehumanize me. I saw the game, but I was just studying it. I wanted to study her game because it's a fractal, right? And so I paid for her lunch and she was just looking at her phone. I thought, I'll never take her lunch again, but she kept trying to talk to me. And and she said, can I rent the spot from you when you get it ready? I said, yeah, come over there and have a look at it. She came over there and she's all nice and trying to hug and all that stuff. And then another week or two went by and the bottom dropped out and I asked a few questions and she couldn't answer. And even when she was over there, some weird, bizarre spiritual stuff was going on. I said, somebody walked behind the house and did you order this pizza? Cause I was working in the backyard. She was helping me clean up the backyard a little bit. No, we didn't order that pizza. And so bizarro, weird stuff started happening when she was around. And I noticed online, you start talking to somebody online who's actually way outside of God's will. You didn't know it at first, but they talk a good talk, you know. But then over time, you see what's going on because they're living in secrets and stuff. And so some weird stuff. And when you quantum connect with one of them who's of the Jezebel spirit or the Delilah, weird stuff starts happening in 3D because it's all connected. And I started looking at this over a 10-year period of time. And I determined that the female side of the equation is the matrix. And that's why it's called a matrix. The female side is the matrix. And the female side is the gossip and the backbiting and the gang stalking and the getting people killed. And it tells you that in Revelation. The wine, the woman riding the beast, the wine in her cup is the blood of the saints. It's obvious. That's why they love cats. Because if you look at a cat, they got the nice side. When they're hungry, they walk up to you. But when they're not hungry, they want to fight you and bite you, you know. And so the usurping spirit that the devil did, Genesis 3, is still going on with the unsaved flesh creatures, unsaved women. Because the saved woman, she's going to submit to her husband, right? The saved woman's going to submit to her husband. And the unsaved woman, she's going to be running the streets. And she might be running emails, too. She's going to be running campaigns either in the street, in the bar, at the restaurant, in the streets, on the job, wherever. She's trying to trap somebody, and you can see it in their eyes. When they really think they trapped you, you put your foot right there at the trap, and they get ready to clamp the trap, and you step your foot out, and it makes them so mad that you see the spirit realm. You could be at the grocery store, and somebody just comes out of nowhere and starts attacking you. Then you go to the car wash, and somebody starts acting crazy because you escaped the trap. And it blows their mind that you can see through the game. But the reason I'm able to see through it, because I played the game long enough. And they can be in church. They can be highlight their Bible. But if they're not born again, if they don't want to submit to their husband or their dad or some authority on the job or whatever, they're the Jezebel spirit. And it will manifest in 3D when they think they got you trapped. And then you escape, the 3D goes crazy. Even the 3D goes crazy. Even if it's online. I'm trying to steal your strength, really, is what it comes down to.